with you thoughts that come from the end of Parshas Mukaisai. Both are longer than our usual Dharma, so I'll try to compensate by giving two short ones at the end, time permitting. The very end of the parasha, which is sometimes overlooked because the Mukaisai is remembered for the Teichacha, contains many mitzvahs. And at the very end of the parasha, we have the mitzvah of Meister Behema. Remember from your yeshiva days, learning about mitzvah, that from the word ha'asiri, Chazal have a drasha. They learn from this word, ha'asiri iya kodesh l'ashem. The tenth animal is kodesh, is holy. Asiri vadai v'loy asiri stuff. Gemara says that only something that's certainly the tenth animal is kodesh l'ashem. But anytime there's a suffix, there's a question if this is the tenth animal, then it does not have Kedushas Meiser. And from that, we had an entire sugi in the Gemara of Kafas Echad El Hadir. One of the animals that had already been counted jumps back into the corral. And the fact that once that happens, any animal that comes out is not an Asiri Badai. This was the sugi of the Rav Matzia. I'd like to address one rather famous kasha that comes from this drasha. The Rambam Shita is that min ha-Torah, every suffix d'iraisa is l'kula. Meaning that the idea that we have b'halacha, that suffix d'iraisa l'chumra, is itself the din d'rabbanan. However, the din d'iraisa is suffix d'iraisa l'kula. Rambam Shita is that min ha-Torah, any suffix d'iraisa is judged leniently. The kasha which Rishonim asked on the Rambam is that if so, why do I need a pasuk to teach us Asiri Badai Volay Asiri Safik, that it's only my service, certainly the tenth animal, not a Safik. Pashas, every Dairaisa that's a Safik is Lakula. Not only Asiri Badai Volay Asiri Safik. This is the Kasha which Rishonim asked on the Rabbah. I'd like to share with you the Gavala Gateret, and a beautiful Pshat in the Rabbah, which is found in the Chavez Das. Chavez Das at the end of Yeridaya, after Simen Kuf Yud, at the end, that is, of the first volume of Yeridaya, after Simen Kuf Yud, has a section called Beis HaSafik. And the very first section explains the Rambam Shita from numerous kashas, which he brings, that are asked on the Rambam. The Chavez Das explains this by explaining Shita Saram. Rambam's opinion is that Safik Dairaisa Min HaTorah L'Kula. What's the logic to that? Why should that be? And he explains that every word in the Torah is speaking about something which satisfies that word with certainty. For example, the Torah says, "Nevela betreifa loisechem." Don't eat nevela, don't eat treifa. But the Torah prohibits eating nevela. The taich nevela is something which is certainly nevela. Something which is suffix nevela is not included in the Torah's prohibition. That's why the Rambam holds suffix d'iraisa is makula. The Torah said, don't wear shat. The Torah is referring to something which is certainly shat. Something is suffix shatness. There's no prohibition. In other words, this which the Gemara darshan, asiri vadai, malay asiri suffix, says the Chavez Das, it's not a special drasha from an extra plastic here. No, not at all. It's really the general rule that whenever the Torah expresses something, it expresses it in Torah's Adai. And here it says, Kol she'yaver tachas ha'shoved, anything that passes under the stick of the counter, ha'asiri ha'kaidesh. Only now, which is certainly the asiri is kaidesh. And that actually, this drasha is true elsewhere as well. Began with this, the chiddush of the Chavez Das. That the Rambam Shita, that Safik D'Iraisa, is Lakula, is only by Yisurim, not by Mitzvah, which means to say. You have to take an asterisk. The Torah says, Pre-Eitzadar. A Safik Pre-Eitzadar, you might think, is acceptable according to the Rambam. Safik D'Iraisa Lakula. Says the Chavez Das, no. When the Torah expresses a Mitzvah, say, it says, take Pre-Eitzadar. You have to take that which is a Vadai Pre-Eitzadar. Not something that's a suffix pre-eitzadar. And therefore, the Rambam's rule applies only to Yisurim, to Lavin, that's something that Rashi Lakula. to mitzvahs ma'asiyos, not to a mitzvah or a sasik before chumra at a time. This is the rule of the Chavos Da'as, but this he answers numerous kind of questions, as I told you. Okay, to our parasha, is that this idea of a series adai v'lei a series sasik is actually, according to this, a rule for the entire Torah, that every expression is b'lashon. Shortly before that, we have another mitzvah in the Torah. Kol cheirem asher yachrim ishla Hashem yikol ha'shalai. There's an idea of cheirem. And the pasuk talks about a number of concepts of cheirem. Kol cheirem asher yachrim ishla Hashem. Individual makes something cheirem. Kol cheirem kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem. It talks about the cheirem which is hekdesh. And kol cheirem asher yachrim min ha'adam lo yipadeh lo yisumah. It talks about some other type of cheirem, which, honestly, in the pasuk itself, quite hard to catch what this concept of cheirem is and what it's referring to. If you cite Gadol here in the Ramban, which is an important idea, an important point to know for the learning of Tanakh, and that point is, as we shall see, taken to explain numerous difficult parashas in Tanakh. The Ramban explains this pasuk. To be teaching us a new mitzvah in the Torah, which is that Klal Yisrael, Jewish people as a whole, has a right to create new Yisurim, and the ability to designate something as Aser, Maisumas, and something even which is Aser to the point of Maisumas that you can give a chiyuv misa through a chayim. The Ramban says, this teaches us, that any time a Melech Yisrael, or a Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael, will get together with the people and decree any new rule, any new idea, and say that it's punishable even by death, that takes effect because of this mitzvah, because of this passage. Kol chayim asher yachrim min ha'adam lo'yipadeh ma'asiyumah. First of all, the Ramban itself explains with this a number of parashas in Nach. We find at the end of Sefer Shoftim, the Berach of Alan, that an entire city of Yavesh Gilad was killed out by the soldiers of Klal Yisrael, because they had not come when a Cheirim had been declared that everyone was to come and join together for a specific cause, which is mentioned in the Pasuk. What right do they have to kill an entire city? Incidentally, the city there is 200 people. I'm not talking about thousands of people. But that right, says the Ramban, was based on this pasuk. We find also in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud-Aleph, that Yonasan, the son of Shaul, is participating in a day of battle. And he eats during the day. And the pasuk says that he's chayav misa because there had been a gezeira by Shaul that no one eat, that they fast on the day of battle. Yonasan didn't know about it, and he ate. And the pasuk has to tell us, that the people had to come together and find a way to save Yonasan from this chayv. What was the thought to kill him for eating something? It's the Ramban, based on this pasuk. There's some sefer in a tshuva, a rakai in tshuva reishkes, which is a letter to the Maariv Tzion, explains the concept of Maariv B'malchus. As you all know, someone who's Maariv B'malchus, chayv misa. Someone rebels against the king is chayav misa. So where does this come? Where in the Torah do we find such a concept? Dr. Chassam Sefer, that this comes from this pasuk, from this Ramban. Anybody who is a Meirat B'malchus is violating a takana which was made right after Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Sefer Yeshua, Perek Aleph, pasuk Ches, Kol Isha Sheyamer Espicha V'lo Yishmas Devarcha L'chol Asher Et Tzavenu Mas. Was a cheirem made against any Meirat B'malchus. Dr. Chassam Sefer, that's the basis for the right to kill anybody who is Meirat B'malchus who rebels against him. The Meirat Tzchias himself disagrees, and in the Tziv in Hamim Shiloh, I mean, Kufman Beis, I guess, agrees with the Meirat Tzchias. They have a second shot in the rule of Meirat B'malchus. They say that everybody who is a Meirat B'malchus is a roideif. He is someone who is endangering the whole Klal Yisrael. And we know that a roideif, someone who endangers others, is chayav misa. So it turns out we have two pshat in the Ma'ariv Malchus from Seifel, who says it's a din chayrim. And the Netziv says that it's a din of a Raiden. One of the differences between them and their Mesin is whether you have to go to Bezdin and Paskin that he's got in Nisa. Places in a few places in Shas is the subject. According to the Chassam Seifer's explanation that it's a chayrim, you have to go like any chayrim Nisa to Bezdin and Paskin. However, according to the Netziv, that it's a din Raideis. Raideis, you don't have to go to Bezdin. So for now, we have two pshatim in Ma'ariv HaMalchus. Chayrim or Raidus. With this, we can explain beautifully in Gemara Megillah that you get your Gimel, or is it your Dalit, from the Omen Aleph to the Omen Beis, where it talks about David's desire, intention to kill Nabal HaKarmeli for being a Ma'ariv HaMalchus. Nabal's wife, Avigail, argues that he should not be killed. First, she says, he done a dini in a fashas balayla. Could you pass a dini in a fashas at night? To which David replies, Ma'ariv HaMalchus, he's a Ma'ariv HaMalchus, we don't have to sit in judgment. Avigail then presents a second argument. A dying Shaul Kayim, Mayasa Timacha Ba'ayla. That Shaul is still alive. And even though you are legally a king, Shmuel had already appointed David as a king, he had done so secretly. And since it's not known, so therefore there's no din Ma'ariv HaMalchus. The question on this, which everyone asked, is why did Avigail first ask if he'd done a din in the Fashas Balayla, in one argument, which is an inferior argument, and not say right away, David, Mayotah Tevacha Balayla, you're not known as king. According to what we just discussed, the Gemara is Togishmak, there are two dinim in the Ma'ariv HaMalchus. Some say it's din of Chayrim. And the din of the Netziv and the Meritzchias, the din of Raideis. So what happened? She comes and she says, is it din Chayrim? Din Chayrim needs a Bezdin. He done it in the Fashas Balayla. To which David replies, no, but Ma'ariv HaMalchus, they talk when they're dining. David says, there's a second din, there's a din Raideis. Din Raideis doesn't need a din time. On the din Raideis, she answers, Adayin Shol Kayim, Liyasa Tibachaviyayim. When do we say a Ma'ariv HaMalchus has a din raidus, and he's endangering the public because the people won't have respect for the king? In this case, David, you may legally be king, but you're not known. So therefore, there's no din raidus. Now, she couldn't present this argument first because the din chayrim was still in part. But that she had to argue. She thought it'd be the fascist balayim. A very geschmack understanding of a pasuk, or rather of a concept of Ma'ariv HaMalchus, which explains this Gemara and others as well. Let's get to a few of the shorter Verdlach, which I think maybe might be more suitable to the Shabbos table. A beautiful, incredible Diyuk of the Torah Tumim and the Sefer Tosfos Bracha. At the beginning of Bahar, we have the Parsha of Shmita, followed by the Parsha of Yaisa. And as you know, the dinim of working on the earth are exactly the same for both. He makes an extraordinary Diyuk. By Shmita, the Pasuk talks Beloshes Neichach in second person. Sviach Ketzircha, Yzei Nizirecha, it talks in second person, telling people not to work their field. Right after that, it talks about Yaivul. You know, you're also not allowed to work your field. But there, the Pasuk talks about it in third person, not Beloshes Neichach, but it says, Loisizru, Loisizru, Esizicheha. Don't cut its growth. Like sift through as Nizi Reha, talks in third person. The Chut Wasa, in the third person. Why by Shemitah talks in second person, Yaivu in third person? He says beautiful. But Shemitah, the land is yours. It's only the produce which you're limited in using. So since it's yours, we talk Balash and Neichach. Yach Kitzircha, Yzei Nizi Reha. But Yaivu, however, the land, which you've had all these years, will now go back, revert to its original family, which got the land when Yeshua came. Then it'll have to be divided again among the members of that family. There's no one to talk to as the practical owner, the owner who's in practicality using the field. There's no Ketzircha Nizirecha, rather Sficheha Nizirecha. beautiful pshat. Pshat is the pasuk. Look at the pasuk. Right after it says mishnah sayev, I was nice to shul yishalach to zasai. It talks exactly about this, which Taisus Brasa says. So, one other quick deal, Kaparshas Bahar, is the Isra of Einas Devarim, the Isra of Einas Mamin. By Einas Mamin, it says, Alteinu Ish Es Bakim, don't cheat your brother. By Einas Devarim, by not speaking it properly to someone, it says, Leisainu Ish Es Amisai. It doesn't say your brother, it says your friend. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there are sichas in the beautiful part. He says, brother, someone you also always interact with, it's virtually impossible to never say something that hurts him. It's possible not to cheat him, I'll say to Ishes Achiv. When it comes to not saying words that hurt, just like say to Ishes Achizai. It says it about your friend rather than your brother. A brother is someone you with all the time. Very hard to always do that. Let me end this week with an Asara, a Dikduk Asara. Is a word Mishnas, which here doesn't refer to Mishnayas, but Mishnas from the year. This appears twice in Bahar, the Achamishi and Ishvi, and again in Bechukaisa, Ishvi. It's Ma'akev to pronounce that Mishnas is a dogesh in the shin, it's a shvodka. Mishnas means the learning of. Mishnas means from the year of. So here's something to tell the Bakaira, tell them beforehand. Correct, and you all know what you're talking about. Mishnas, not Mishnas, and with that, wish everyone a good Shabbos, Chazak, Chazak, and this kind of thing.